Good morning, you listen to floridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Steve Hillis, who is the Vice President of Hospitality with J&J Templeton. Steve, how you doing?
Doing great.
I'm glad to have you with us this morning. We've got some big news. You guys have now closed on your acquisition of the Templeton business, which a lot of people know that was Jerry Thomas's business, and then Al Penny had it, and now J&J has purchased that, and you just closed on it on Friday, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, and the details on that plant that's in Dalton that used to be the Monticello Templeton plant, J&J bought the assets of that plant, right?
That's correct. We plan to have our hospitality operations out of that same location.
Okay, so now J&J has two offices in Dalton, the one that they've been operating with Envision, and then this is the J&J Templeton operation on Willowdale.
Yeah, and we do plan to keep it separate. We'll be developing, you know, our design group as well as our customer service team, and of course all the manufacturing operations will be a separate business from the J&J commercial business, which is located over on J&J Drive.
Right, right. And talk a little bit about your history. You've actually focused in this business for a long time. I believe you focused in hospitality with Milliken for several years, and also before that, I think you did with Durkin. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, Durkin Hospitality business I ran for about 8 years, and then last 4 years with Milliken Hospitality. A little over 12 years focused in hospitality.
The products that will be made in that facility, I know is last year Al had bought one of those Card Monroe color point machines, I believe it's the name of it, and you maintain that equipment as part of this acquisition, right?
Absolutely, and it's turning out some beautiful product. It's going to work real well for expanding our public space offering, and we're working on the product plan now to expand to that. You know, Templeton has been known for many years as a leader in the guest room carpet piece of the business, and part of our plan is to certainly continue that and to rebuild the Templeton brand and expand that into the public space carpeting. So we plan to offer a full package of products for public space as well as guest rooms for the hospitality industry.
Okay, the business has had a good reputation in guest room, and you're going to expand that and build out your look in the public space area?
Yes.
And as you look forward, I know 2010 was a pretty rough year in the hospitality business, but we understand, and some of the economists that we talked to and some of the reports we look at, that the business for 11, as far as the replacement side of the business, is looking like it might be a little better. Is that what you're seeing?
That's correct. There's really a pent-up demand within hospitality for remodel work. You know, hotels have put off requiring their franchise owners to replace carpet on their normal cycles over the last couple of years due to the economy, but that's about played out. So we really expect the next couple of years to be very strong in terms of remodel work within hospitality and new construction to pick up in the next 2 to 3 years. But I think remodel business is where most of the action's going to be.
Okay. As I look at your total operation, in the past, Templeton was mostly known, as you said, for guest room, but it was also known for broadloom. And now, as you come in there with this J&J dimension, you will have modular carpet too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, J&J has had some good growth in the modular part of the commercial market, and we're looking at that now to see what we can do to leverage our strengths in the carpet tile arena and how that could apply to hospitality. You know, it's kind of a new trend, I believe, within hospitality to look at carpet tile versus broadloom. So we think from that standpoint, it's very good timing.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about J&J's additional vertical integration. You go all the way back to your own extrusion, right?
That's correct. We have our own yarn extrusion and yarn processing as well as coating and backing, so we're a vertical manufacturer in terms of our commercial business, and we're looking at each of those components to see where there is a fit with our hospitality business. So we think right off the bat it's going to be a tremendous shot in the arm to the reliable service that we can provide through Templeton, and we'll not have to outsource as much, but we'll have to evaluate that over the next couple of months.
Right. And you were out there, and you were with Durkin, and you were with Milliken. You ran into this Templeton brand name. I mean, it's always been a pretty strong brand in the hospitality market, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really a brand that has been known as an innovator. Mm-hmm. Templeton was one of the first hospitality brands to have a Tapestron CYP machine, and they did well with that product category. And now with the ColorPoint, it's the latest and greatest cut-and-loop product similar to a Tapestron, but it's the next generation that allows us to compete head-up with Axminster carpet for the public space. And even in guest rooms, Templeton was the first to have Yamaguchi MLCL, and that opened a whole new textured product category in guest rooms that now is, I would say, one of the most popular product types that you have in hospitality. So they've always been known as a company that was out front, an innovator, developing new styles and textures, and certainly we want to be able to continue that and expand that beyond.
Okay, and what stage are you in right now as far as getting your products together for the 2011 year?
We've been working on it for a couple of months, and now that we've got the acquisition all completely buttoned up, we'll be moving ahead very quickly. By the first of the year, we'll be meeting with all of our salespeople and starting to roll out with customers our initial product offerings. And I think you'll see over the next 12 to 18 months, you know, a lot of new things that are going to be added to the Templeton product offering. So it'll develop over time. Pretty comfortable with the starting point that we're able to achieve with what we have under Templeton and what we'll be able to bring in from the J&J side initially.
And it's not like you're starting from scratch because, you know,
right.
Templeton's been strong from the get-go. So I guess, you know, the HD Expo show is in May, and I'm sure you'll be there with a lot of new exciting things to show.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be a real milestone for us, and that'll be kind of our first show as a new company, and the brand will be J&J / Templeton Hospitality. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, Steve, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Congratulations on the acquisition and getting all that finalized. We've been talking to Steve Hillis, who's Vice President of Hospitality with J&J Templeton. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.